Public school students in Ohio County have been working with our Northern News Bureau to explore issues and professions in the Ohio Valley. As part of the storytelling initiative, students interviewed a panel of professional artists, a Japanese painter, an illustrator, and a filmmaker. Students worked with journalist Ella Jenkins to bring us this story. Oh, and to respect the privacy of our young storytellers, we've withheld their real names.
These are the paintings. Sometimes I make screens. Because screen is like a traditional way of displaying a painting in Japan. Yeah, that's mine.
That was traditional Japanese painter Hiromi Katayama showcasing her portfolio book containing photographs of a vibrant spread of enormous floral paintings she's made to a group of Ohio County public school students.
Oh, this is one of the biggest one I made. It's the 80-inch times 240 inches. What is that in a feet?
Oh man, come on. I don't want to do math.
The students' interest in art brought together a panel of three professional artists. Katayama, a native of Japan, screen print illustrator Logan Schmidt, and filmmaker and fine artist Michael McCowan.
So this piece is just an assemblage of doll parts, and there's also foam that's in there, there's plaster, there's paint. I took a torch to it, but it's all about form and texture and value.
Both Schmidt and McCowan are from the Ohio Valley. Although the three artists brought different styles, interests, and life stories to the table, they all shared similar feelings about what life is like as an artist. The students had many questions to ask.
What does it take to be a professional artist?
I think most important things to be artist is that you just have to believe in yourself and continue working towards your own goals and not get distracted by some other stuff that easier for you.
Yeah, I think probably the most important thing is you have to have passion, because it's an extremely challenging field to be in because it's so competitive and there's nothing that's easy about it. So you're constantly faced with disappointment.
McCowan said it also takes a lot of self-discipline to be an artist. Schmidt agreed.
I would say it takes a lot of patience. It's not always that you get to where you want to be right away. It's kind of like a marathon more than a sprint.
Each artist spoke about sacrifices they've made to be successful in their profession, whether authentic Japanese food for Katayama, to relationships, or enduring financial challenges. Each had personal obstacles to overcome.
Do you ever have a hard time letting go of a piece of art you've made?
I haven't made anything that I would hold dear, like, completely and would never let go. Because part of what I like about art is to be able to share it with people, too.
Oh, I don't have anything that I kept for myself at all. And the bottom line is I can make another one. So I'm not worried about it. I worry about injuring my hand sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm driving, I was like, what if this truck hit me? How do I protect my hand? I think about that all the time.
Now the problem is that eventually you run out of space. Like that's just the reality of it. Like even no matter how much a piece means to you, at some point you have to think about letting go.
How do you do when something doesn't go according to plan?
Sometimes things go disastrously wrong, but at the end of the day, you still have to go, how do I make this work? Like, how can I fix this? And that's where that creative problem solving and that abstract thought comes in. And I think that's one of the greatest gifts that we receive from creating art, is that you learn that problem solving.
The artists all had thoughts about what would make this region easier for artists to thrive in. They mentioned things like more art shows and art venues. They also had advice for aspiring artists in the region.
This area, I found out it's very, very closed. If you know people, then you're good to go. But if you don't know people, if you're new to the area, if you don't know anybody, then it's harder. So just stay who you are and just approach the people as true to yourself.
Yeah, I think one of the advantages to being in the Ohio Valley, first off, is the cost of living. That makes it very affordable to be an artist as opposed to being in a larger city or something like that. By that same token, we are in a smaller market area. And as they both were saying, it's that network of friends. So it's not only people that are working in the same field as you, but finding people that inspire you and motivate you. And if you can form creative and collaborative relationships with that, it's so much easier, because there are those times where you don't want to go, you don't want to do it, but your partner is there to inspire you and to move you forward. So that's really, just as these guys said, I think that's the most important part, is finding that community and finding those people who have that same passion and interest that you have.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ella Jennings in Wheeling.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I am Jellyfish from Wheeling, West Virginia.
West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Bobcat in Wheeling.
And I'm Blue-Footed Booby in Wheeling, West Virginia.
That story is part of a youth storytelling initiative made possible through the Rural Arts Collaborative. It was recorded and produced out of a yurt in an outdoor classroom in the middle of an urban farm in downtown Wheeling. If you didn't catch all of that, learn more online at wvpublic.org.